Christmas Marina, I'm absolutely fine. Yeah, the reason why I chose birthdays for this month, because it wasn't my birthday very recently, but only last night I realised that today is the 7th of Adar. Certainly in the Hasidic communities, no Tachanun is said. It's Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday today, it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Yotzeit today. 7th of Adar, in fact, was also my parents' Zichronom Livrocha wedding anniversary, and they always used to say to us, please don't make a fuss when it comes to our anniversary, 25th or whatever, we don't want Ayin Hora. They didn't think that there was anything halachic about it. In fact, and when it was, well, a long time before my own wife's and my 10th wedding anniversary, thought, what special thing shall we do on our 10th wedding anniversary? And we ended up in the most delightful place of all on the very day we were in the maternity ward of the University College Hospital, where Hashem gave us a wonderful present of a son. Anyway, what is the basis, and what is the source, if any, to celebrate a birthday? The only celebration in the Torah is Paros. The butler was reinstated, the baker was hanged, so is it a chukas hagoy to celebrate a birthday, or isn't it? Candles, balloons, presents, entertainment, what is it in Jewish sources which we find about birthdays which might enable us to do such a celebration, or do we say on the contrary, no, it's a chukas hagoy? You don't find any source for it in the Torah at all, apart from Paro. There is, though, another birthday mentioned in the Torah, a very important birthday, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu actually says in Vayelech, Perek Lamadal of Posuk Beis, Ben Me'o Ve'eshrim Shona Hayom, I'm 120 years old today. But it doesn't say anything about celebrations. It's seen as an important date. And in fact, the Gemara in Kedushin Lamed Ches, and the Gemara in Sota Yud Gimel, talks about the word Hayom, Ben Me'o Ve'eshrim Shona Hayom, today, to emphasize the fact that it was his birthday, and that Hashem completes the years of the righteous, to show that they are righteous people on the day that they were born. Not only was it Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar, but David HaMelech on Shavuos, and there is in fact a Rashi in in Lech Lecha, where it talks about Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh with Avram Avinu on his 99th birthday, and the Gur Aryeh makes the point on the Rashi that this was a special day where the 99 years were complete. So, again, what is it about birthdays? Do we say, yes, it is a time for great celebration, or don't we? And there are quite a number of sources which frown upon the celebration of birthdays. The Me'am Loes says, Nagin Mishmar La Yotzeit V'lo Sedov Al Yom Holedes. He says, we have the custom to make some commemoration with a yahrzeit, but not for a birthday. And there is a Sefer Nefesh David, which says we never had a source for it. He quoted in the Talalei Oros, Bereishis, Chelek Beis. There was never a source for birthdays in Jewish tradition. So where do we go from there? Shadus HaTshuvas of Laharos Nosan, Rav Gesnetna, Chelek Tes Simen Hei, he brings down from the Shutz Afarastakot de Anyo in Simon Kufkaf Gimel, who objected to birthday celebrations. He says, B'shein the Chasam Sova, that it has never been the Jewish practice to celebrate a birthday, but maybe to celebrate a bris birthday. So the Chasam Sova ala Torah in his Perush, Taras Moshe, in Parshas Vayero, where it says, B'yom higomel es Yitzchok, when Yitzchok had his bris milah, says the Chasam Sofa there, every year Avraham Avinu made a party. Not just on the day of the Bris, but every following year on the anniversary of the Bris Milah, Avraham Avinu made a celebration in the manner of the kings like Paro, he says. And it's a bit strange, because elsewhere, there's a Sefer Minhagei Chasam Sofa, in Sima Zayin Os Yud Daled, it says that every 7th of Tishri, the Chasam Sofa, on his own birthday, was Masayim the Chumash, or Masayim something with his Talmidim, with a small celebration. So there seems to be a bit of a contradiction about what the Chasam Sofa actually thought, because, according to this other source in the Shutz HaFarsa Kodanyo, claims that the Chasam Sofa objected to birthday celebrations. So where do we go from there? The Minchas Elazar actually writes in the Sefer Divrei Torah, he says we never heard of birthday celebrations from previous generations. And indeed, he quotes the Chazal in Eruvin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, which says, better not to have been created than to have been created. A person's better off not to have been put in this world at all. So what's the celebration? So what is the joy? However, he says, this is only when one has not been achieving anything, when one has not been mezakeh harabim. But if somebody learns and teaches Torah and mezakeh harabim and helps the community and is osek b'tzorchei tzibur be'emunah, then a person is better to have been created because he has kept his function in life. And indeed, we know from Perkei Avos, im lo madot Torah harbe, if you have learned Torah a lot, al tachazit tova la'atzmecho, don't put credit to yourself, kilakach no tzorso, because for that you were created. And he brings the Peshat, which I also once heard from Yonah Balkin from Manchester, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He says, when it says, al tachazit tova la'atzmecho, don't give credit to yourself, it doesn't quite mean that. Im lo madot Torah harbe, if you learned Torah a lot, al tachazit tova la'atzmecho means don't keep it all for yourself. Al tachazit tova la'atzmecho, it's a good thing, don't hold it close to yourself and not to share it out with others. You have to give it out to others and share it with others. Why? Ki lekach notzarta, because for that you were created. And then you can celebrate your creation, your birthdays and so on if you've got a tachlis. Anyway, there's a very interesting Shalos HaTshuvos of the Kesav Sofer, who was the son of the Chasam Sofer. And he writes in his Tshuva Kuf Mem Ches, he says, today is the day of my birthday. And I thank Hashem for bringing me to this joyous day of my 50th. And he says, Shechionu v'kiyemonu v'gionu lazman hazeh, hanusam le'ref kach, lilmadu l'lamed, so Hashem should help me to carry on till a ripe old age, and should give me the ability to spread the Torah's word even more, etc. And then he says, to mark the special occasion of this day, I'm making a special siyum of the Masechta of Pesachim, and I'm going to give a special drosha. So here we find a source where a birthday has been celebrated in a very ruchniastic way, and he gave this drosha both in Vienna and in Pressburg. And this same Ksav Sofer actually, apart from celebrating the 50th birthday, there's a story told about him where on one day, when it came to his birthday, he asked that nobody actually comes into his room. He has no visitors. But there was one Talmud who really wanted to see him and was persistent and managed to get past the door and entered his room. Some say it was a son of his. Came into his room. It was Rosh Chodesh Ador. And he came into the room and he found the Ksav Sofer crying. And he asked, Rebbe, what is it that you're crying today? He says, today is my 54th birthday. And 54 is the gematria of Don. Don Onochi, I am judging myself, and I'm wondering where have all these years gone? Ein b'lo Torah, v'lo Chochma, v'lo Tzidkus. He really ran himself down. And those days which I've lost will never come back. And he was crying away as a way of din v'cheshbon on his birthday. There is a similar story about the Rav of Tzelim, the Shalos Tshuvos Migdolos Marchakim, in chapter 31, who says that the Baal Imre Eish, he was the Rosh Beis Din of the town, on his 70th birthday, was crying all day long as a day of Teshuvah and Kapora, Cheshbon HaNefesh, as a day of reflection. Then the question has come up in the poskim about celebrating particular birthdays, like the 60th birthday, the 70th birthday, of course the Bar Mitzvah. The Bar Mitzvah and maybe a celebration of anniversaries of the Bar Mitzvah, we'll come to that. And the Shalos Tshuvos Arugos HaBosim and Orach Chaim Reish Tesvov says, he says it's not correct to celebrate a 70th birthday, it's Chukas HaGoy. But if one looks in the Shalos Tshuvos of the Chavos Yoyer, in Siman Ayin, he says, you make a Shecheyonu on your 70th birthday. He says you don't make a Rash Godel, don't make a big noise about it, but certainly you should make Shecheyonu that you have reached that age, Yimei Shenoseinu Bohem Shivim Shana. And this has surprised the number of poskim like the Prima Godim. Prima Godim and Arachayim, Tom Mem Dalad, and it's in the Mishpah Sozov, Tess, and also the Shalas of Chuvas Chuva Me'avo in chapter 239 of Chelek Beis. They're surprised. They say, you can't make a bracha on Sanik which is not recorded in the Gemara. How can you therefore do this? They challenge the idea of Shechionu. Some say, well, if you have a new fruit or a new garment, you can certainly say Shechionu and reflect it on that. The Rav of Izmir, Rav Chaim Palagi, wrote 72 Sforim, and he made a special prayer and his meal for his birthdays, a special tefillah. And he wore a new garment on his 70th birthday when saying Shechionu, and he said one should also do this for one's 80th. 70 is Seva, 80th is even more important for some because of the ripe old age, and he reached his 80th birthday in the year 5621, and he made a bracha Shechionu. And the Rav Shmuel Salant was the Rav Yerushalayim in the year 5646. It's recently he made a large donation to the poor people of Jerusalem on his 70th birthday. Anyway, the Shutzkin Yosef in Siman Daled, he brings down that there's no source in Chazal for the Shechionu. But there are some who every year, he says, make Shechionu. Every single year, every single birthday, they make a bracha of Shechionu with a new fruit or a new garment, just like we do on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, because we're not sure if it should have a Shechionu or shouldn't. So we make Shechionu and a new fruit to give praise and to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for reaching this age. Now there's a Gemara Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel Aruch Ches, and there's also a Yalkut Shimoni on Habakkuk in the third chapter, Pasuk Yud, which talks about Amalek. Amalek, Yerach Shimon v'Zechronom, but they sent out their soldiers on the days of their birthdays because they believed that a person on his birthday had more mazel, and therefore a person on his birthday will not fall down in battle. And it says Biyom Gunusia, and many translate this as the day of their birthdays. Some hold it doesn't necessarily mean birthdays. They said there are special mazolos which help people on the day of their birthday, and that is why they sent them out to war. And the Kabbalah Eidah explains that there was the mazel they had because of their birthday which helps them. But you can ask the question, Amalek wasn't Jewish. And it says in the Gemara in Shabbos Kufnun Rav, Ein Mazel Yisrael. What does it mean, Ein Mazel Yisrael? Sure, of course we should have mazel, but that our lives are not affected by the constellations and by astrology and by the mazolos. Once I remember in this shul, Mr. Merrill giving a shir, and he once asked his Rebbe, what is mazel? And his Rebbe said, I don't know what it is, but I hope you have a lot of it. But Ein Mazel Yisrael means we're not affected by the constellations, because even if there's something bad which has been predicted for us, we can overturn it with tefillah. And then there's the next question, even if we do have mazel on our birthday, is that the reason for a party? And Rav Nosson Gestetner writes that it seems only the Gedolim mark their birthdays, and we don't find this anywhere else. There is the Gemara, the Mishnah in Avodah Zorah, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it lists the various celebrations which the idolaters make, because you mustn't do business with them 3 days beforehand that your money goes to idolatrous practices. And one of the things that they celebrate in that Mishnah is Yom Haledah, their days of birthdays. And Rashi says there, because they were making idolatrous sacrifices on their birthdays. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Akum, chapter 9, in the Yeridah, the Shulchan Aruch says in chapter 188 that the idolaters celebrate not only birthdays but also after they come back from a sea journey or when they come out of prison. And so do we. The Gemara Brachos Nundalad says that we also celebrate after a sea journey. We bench Gomel, we come out of prison. And the Tosfos Yom Tov made a celebration on the 28th of Av because he was released from prison. But we've never had a tradition, he says, about birthdays, except for Cheshbon HaNefesh or a Siyum of a Masechta. And therefore he thinks that there's no celebration justified for birthday parties. The Gemara Brachos, Daf Kaf Ches Amud Aleph, talks about a dispute between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua if Maariv is a Rishus or a Chova, And following on from that, it was proposed to appoint Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah as the new Nossi, to replace Rabban Gamliel. But the wife of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, he looks too young. It's his 18th birthday today. He hasn't got a single white hair. And a nace happened, Ahu Yuma, on that selfsame day. And so the Mephoshim say that was his birthday. 18 rows of white hair appeared on him. Hence in the Haggadah we say, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hari Ani Kiven Shivim Shonot. I am like a person of 70 years old, but he was only 18 because he managed to get this white hair to give him that dignity and appearance for being the Nossi. The most interesting source I found about this subject of celebrating birthdays is the Ben Yehoyodo, the Ben Ish Chai. And he writes on this Gemara in Brachas Daf Kafches, he says, it was the birthday of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and a miracle happens because one's mazel is stronger on one's birthday. So he says, I've got the original source here, he says, and therefore, he says, it is our custom to make one's birthday a personal Yom Tov, and to celebrate on that day, and that is what we have done in our house, to celebrate every single birthday. And not only does he say this on the Gemara Brachas Kaf Ches, but is also in the Parsha of Re'eh Yud Zayin, he says, after writing about Bar Mitzvah, he says, so also a girl who is 12 years old should wear Shabbos clothes, and possibly wear a new garment in order to say Shechiyonu with Kavona, to include the fact that she is now entering the Kabbalos Ol HaMitzvahs. And he devised a special prayer to say on one's anniversary of the Bris. And the Ben Yehoyada is quoted quite frequently on this. And there's also a Medrash Seichel Tov in Vayeshev, which refers to the birthday of Paro, who writes, most people are fond of their birthday, so they rejoice on it and they make a party. And this is the Medrash Seichel Tov. So the question is, when he's saying most people are fond of their birthday and they therefore rejoice on it, is he actually remarking about the way people behave? Or is he actually referring to an established custom? Indeed, the fact that he's saying most people, he says, Rov ben Eldom, infers non-Jewish people. Does he mean Jewish people as well? So there is a Sefer Ale Tomor. I've made copies, but I don't think there'll be time to read from a handout. A Sefer Ale Tomor, written by a Dayan Tomor, who was a Dayan in Tel Aviv after the war. And he says, I want to make comments about this Medrash Seichel Tov, that most people are celebrating their birthdays. It's mashma from this, when we say Rov ben Eldom, he's including Jewish people as well. And then he refers to one or two Greek sources to suggest that the custom of birthdays was copied from the Greeks. And nevertheless, that might be a reason to celebrate it or not, but he says in the lands of Europe it never had been the custom to celebrate birthdays. People are Shomrei Torah. They never had such a thing. And what seems to have emerged in recent years are three meals which people have introduced, which they regard as some sort of mitzvah. Number one is birthdays. Number two, he says, are wedding anniversaries, like silver or golden wedding anniversaries. And thirdly, he says, celebrating a 70th birthday. At least, with the 70th birthday, the source which we have was a Maseum of a Masechta, and therefore one cannot decry it. But he thinks that it came a lot from the reform that certain celebrations of birthdays or bas mitzvahs came about. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes about this, and that although it's nice to have some sort of family celebration, it shouldn't be made so public, and it had never been done in the past. And he quotes the Shutz Ksav Sofer, which we mentioned earlier, in Yerodeo, Simen Kuf Mem Ches, who was Messiah the Masechta, and he concludes from this that a celebration of a birthday should be a time of Torah and celebration, or Simen of a Masechta, but he doesn't see it as any reason for time for balloons and cakes and candles. But he says, if you do have a gathering of a family and you have Divrei Torah, then that can turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. And so it's become the custom to be giving Hodor V'Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that manner. and it's a day of Cheshbon HaNefesh. L'fichoch Odom Yisrael Eino Chogeg B'kriyas Yom Chagvat Seres Liyom HaOledes Ki Apirov Ein Yisrael Mazen Ruchani Musari Rak Goron Mimash Hayot Tzorich Liyos. They said that there is no real source in his view to bring this celebration, although strangely he does not quote the Ben Yehoyada whom we quoted, the Ben Ishchai, who sees birthdays as a cause for big celebration. So the question is not just with birthdays, but it's also anniversaries, jubilees, how many years our rabbi has been serving us for, do we make a big celebration? Still on the subject of birthdays, Rav Cheskio Medini, it's written, he went the Steichemet, celebrated his 70th birthday, but it was a quiet family affair with some close Talmidim. And it's also written from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, in one of his Sichas, Achron Shel Pesach, 5748, which is not such a long time ago, who refers to this Gemara Yerushalmi, and he says that the birthday is a joyous occasion, but should be connected to good, positive resolutions. There is a record that the Truma Sadeshin made a party on his 60th birthday, and the Oz Nidbru quotes from the Sefer Hasidim that he says that every 60 or 70 years there's some plague which gets around. And so when a person celebrates on his 60th or 70th, his survival from whatever plague may have existed, that would be a Sudas Hodah. Now, on anniversaries...
I heard that Diane Erentry made a party on his 60th birthday because if you reach 60, then you haven't had Korach.
That's correct. There's a Gemara in Moed Cotton of a Rav Yosef who actually made a party on his 60th birthday. The Gemara in Moed Cotton is in Daf Kaf Ches Omud Aleph, where Rav Yosef made a celebration for his 60th birthday because according to some, not according to everyone, when one reaches the 60th birthday, it shows that one has escaped the punishment of Koris. But that wasn't necessarily ones with drinking and getting drunk and so on, right? What is decried by the Ale Toma is those who make parties, and he says he was invited to a silver wedding anniversary, and there were people, they were not even wearing anything on their heads, the men, and they were not making bracha of hamotzi, they didn't wash their hands, and he says it was just divrei hulalus, and he decried the practice which was taking place. In contrast to what Rav Yosef in the Gemara had done in Gemara Moed Cotton, that was certainly a contrast.
I think this thing with the Koris at 60 years is mentioned in Tosfos, in the Shabbos, I
think. Yes, but at the source of it, I think, is that Gemara Moed Cotton. Daf Kaf Ches.
Ali Khan-in-law made a birthday celebration on his 60th because of this thing of Koris, and he marked it with the Siyam HaMishnayot.
Oh, very nice. The Chofetz Chaim, on his 90th birthday, made a special meal. He gave thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Arichas Yomim, and he completed a Sefer Beis Yisrael on that day. But pupils of his who wrote about him insisted that he did not make any celebrations on other birthdays. On the subject of anniversaries, the Rav of Kovna, Rav Yitzchok Elchanan Spector, discovered that his community were preparing a big celebration for him on an anniversary of his being a Rav of the town, 28th year, and he put a stop to it. He said, Chagei v'yovlus lo ne'egu me'olom. We've never had such a thing. Nevertheless, there have been a number of instances where Sforim have been published, like Sifrei HaYovel, to mark the jubilees or whatever, of the number of years that the communities have been a rabbi, and there are a number of instances. Rav Israel Hildesheimer, on his 70th birthday, had a sefer published in his honor in the year 5650. Rabbi Meir Shapira in Lodz in Poland, 20 years as the Rav, they made a celebration for him. Rav Shimon Shkopf, 50 years as the Rav of the community in Vilna in 5696. And Rav David Pardo, who wrote the Chasdei David on the Tosefta, in Venice 5512, he was the Rav of Sarajevo as well, completed on his 34th birthday a Sefer, and he said, oh, I praise Hashem to help me. So the best ways to combine with primary Torah activity, Siyam, Chidushei Torah, it shows the purpose of one's existence, reflection, or to give tzedakah, to do more learning, and the same with anniversaries.
More than 40 years.
Well, 40 years.
And celebrated, he wouldn't have it, so we had to celebrate 50 years of the shul.
Oh, really? Yeah. Very interesting. The Rambam Kestetner brings down the famous mashal of the ship, which sets sail on its maiden voyage, and people cheer and are celebrating and waving flags. And there's another ship coming into the port, which has been on a very long and hazardous journey in the storms, and nobody looks at it. And it's really the wrong way round. Surely we should be anxious for the new ship which goes out on its maiden voyage, that it should survive the high seas. And we should be celebrating the ship which has come back from its trials and tribulations on the high seas, which people are ignoring. So we're all celebrating in human nature the birth and the birthdays. And Nebuch, we're all mournful when the sad occasions come. But we should realize that there should be anxiety at the time of birth. We don't know whether the child will turn out to be a tzaddik or a rasha. And there should be a degree of satisfaction, even at a sad time such as a death, when if a person was a tzaddik and his life was fulfilled. So it's human nature that we like to celebrate our birthdays as important times. But if we are nearer for each successive birthday, we're getting closer and closer to old age, we should make our birthdays more meaningful as maybe a time for our resolutions and a time of cheshbon hanefesh and a time for giving thanks and hodoya to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much, and whenever you have your birthday, may you have many, many happy returns.